All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dermot, Father, just thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. We thank you, Lord, because you're good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you, Lord, for your compassion. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your long suffering. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. And Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all. And Father, we thank you and we praise and we magnify your name today. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor and I magnify your name today, Lord. Let your glory be revealed as never before. Lord, let there be an outpouring of your Holy Spirit, O God, to bring about refreshing, to bring healing, to bring deliverance, to bring restoration in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for releasing your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area, over this region. Lord God, even over this country, and that the spirit of mind control and deception will be bound in the name of Yeshua, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed, that people's hearts will be open to hear and receive the gospel of Yeshua. Father, I thank you. I thank you for deliverance today. God, I thank you for healing today. I thank you for the healing power of the Holy Spirit to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for healing liver disease. God, healing cirrhosis of the liver. God, I thank you for that healing manifesting itself even right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for that healing being released in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you for healing sleep disorders. Every person has been struggling with a sleep disorder. I command you to be set free from that even now. That spirit has been robbing you of your sleep. I command you to rise up and to come out and to go in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for healing arthritis. God, I thank you for healing arthritis. I thank you for healing arthritis in the back, arthritis in the knee. God, I thank you for that healing manifesting itself. I thank you, Lord God, for that swelling being relieved in those joints in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you. Father, and I thank you, and I come against the spirit of unbelief. I bind the spirit of unbelief in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you for imparting the gift of faith. Let the gift of faith rise up. Let the gift of faith rise up in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you. And Father, I pray. God, I pray for the people in the body of Christ. God, I pray that you would give them a hunger and a thirst after righteousness and holiness. I pray, Lord God, that you would impart a zeal for your word to stand up for you, Lord God, to proclaim that you are Lord and beside you there is no other, that there is no salvation under any other name, but at the name of Yeshua, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to the glory of God the Father. Lord, let your name be magnified in the earth today. Let your glory be revealed today, Lord God, and grant healing, God, grant healing. Lord, open up deaf ears. Let deaf ears be open in the name of Yeshua. God, I pray for blindness. God, I pray for the congenital glaucoma. God, I pray that glaucoma would be healed even now in the name of Yeshua. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for your healing power being released. And Father, I thank you for a release of the inheritance. I thank you for the release of the inheritance, Lord God. Let it be released. Let it come forth quickly in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you. I thank you for restoration of family relationships. God, I thank you for the hard hearts, that their hearts will become tender and soft in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, let your blessing be upon this teaching today. And I vow to give you all the glory and all the honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, I am grateful. Truly, I am thankful to be here today. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. As you know, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return to Lord Jesus Christ is imminent. It's extremely important that we are pressing our way into the kingdom of God, that we're pursuing and seeking that relationship with him, that walk with him. There's so much that needs to happen in a body of Christ, in our world, in our society today, particularly here in America. There's a very strong spirit of deception, and witchcraft that is just permeating this whole country. And I'm praying that the people of God would wake up, that believers in the body of Christ would open their eyes, that they would have spiritual discernment to see what is happening, what is taking place, that they would not lose heart, that they would not faint, but they would be steadfast and continue to press forward and seek in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when I say I'm thankful to be here, saints, I was in a very bad auto accident last Thursday. Well, by the time you're hearing this, it'll be, I guess, almost 2 weeks ago, I guess. I was in a very bad accident. The Lord spared my life, and I know my angels were watching over me. It was an accident where I shouldn't have walked away from, or I should have been injured very severely. But by the grace of God, I'm still here. I just celebrated my 56th birthday on November 15th. So I'm grateful and thankful for God, you know, and his mercy endureth forever. You know, it's just amazing that, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you know, things can just change in a moment, in an instant of time. And so we have to learn to be grateful. And it's also important that we make sure that we're in a right relationship with God. We're walking with the Lord, because we just never know. So I'm grateful. And I'm going to ask that you be praying for me for my healing. My knee is a little messed up, and really got really bad whiplash and stiffness in my neck. But just please be praying for me that I will be able to be okay and continue to press forward and in seeking the kingdom of God. Now, saints, we know we were talking about, when we left off last week, we were actually in 1 Samuel. Glory to God. We was in 1 Samuel. We were talking about the zeal that David had for the Lord and how he would not allow the enemy. We was in 1 Samuel 17, how he had such a zeal that when he came up against Goliath, and many of us, we have Goliath in our name, I mean, that's coming against us in our lives, that is attacking us. And you heard me say that, you know, for 40 days, you know, Goliath kept presenting himself before the children of Israel, and they were afraid. And I told you to consider this, that a lot of times when you're going through a trial or circumstance, you're going to have it's going to be a 40-day trial. So you just have to hunker down, look at the calendar, and say, by the grace of God, I will overcome this, because if God be for me, who can be against me? And realizing the fact that the enemy is relentless, the enemy comes to bring oppression and depression, and the enemy tries to, he uses the spirit of fear to bind people up and to take them in captivity. And the Bible declares that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And so when the enemy comes with all of his circumstances, all of the heartaches, and all of the things to do, and a lot of these things, they're distractions to get your eyes off of the Lord, and you begin to look at the circumstances. And as you're looking at the circumstances, you lose track and sight that you are a child of the Most High God, that you are a daughter of the Most High God, that you're a son of the Most High God, that God is sovereign, that God is seated on the throne, and that Satan is beneath God. So whatever Satan comes to you and whatever he throws at you, God has the final word. God is sovereign. And we have to rest in him, and knowing that in Yeshua or Jesus, we have redemption. We have deliverance. We have restoration. We have victory in Christ, because when Jesus or Yeshua died for us on the cross at Calvary, he defeated the enemy. The power of sin was broken over our lives, and we have an opportunity to walk in liberty and to walk in freedom in Christ Jesus. We should not have to be going to and fro, back and forward. We should always be progressing forward in our relationship and our walk with Christ, but the enemy will raise up giants in our lives. It could be finances, it could be healing, it could be relationships issues, family issues, so many different things to get us to where we're no longer looking to Christ. We're no longer looking to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord. And we get caught up in the circumstances, and we have to learn to take a step back and say, oh, wait a minute. Just like with King David, go with me to 1 Samuel 15, and let's get in this and see what the Holy Spirit is going to say about this, because it's extremely important that we get this, saints, and that we understand. Excuse all the noise. I'm trying to get adjusted here in this seat here. It's a little squeaky here. We need to understand that a lot of times when the enemy is coming, you know, we have to have spiritual discernment. And we have to get to the place that we discern what is taking place, what is going on, and what exactly is the enemy trying to do to me? How is the enemy trying to attack me? And if you've been listening to straight from his word, You should be well equipped now to identify the voice of the enemy and to identify the strategies and how the enemy is coming against you, so you can stand up and say, no, devil, not today. No, devil, not this week. No, devil. You got to be able to get a place to where you can say, it is written, it is written, it is written. I was looking in the Lord had me in Luke chapter 4, and he was basically showing me that, you know, Jesus was tempted for 40 days. When I told you that there is something about this 40-day time period, when you are going through it's going to be about for 40 days. And you got to be able to recognize, okay, if I can just get through the 41st day, my breakthrough is coming. And begin to look back, and I'm giving you some strategies here that as you look back over certain things in your life, you can see, but yeah, the enemy tried to wear you down, but if you continue to press in and continue to pray, read your word, continue to praise and to worship, then God will give you the victory. But David had such a zeal and a heart for God that when the enemy was coming against the nation of Israel, holy God, let's go to 1 Samuel 17. For some of you, that you probably never saw this before, but we're going to talk about this, and we're just going to walk through it real quick. Okay, David went out to go see the battle, David and Goliath, and they was gathered. And let's see, where do I want to start with this, Lord? I'm going to start reading in verse number 3. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side. I'm in 1 Samuel 17, verse 3. It says, and the Philistines, or Philistines, depends on how you want to see it, stood on the mountain on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, or the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He was almost 10 feet tall. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and he cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine or Philistine? And you servants of Saul, choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. And if he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then he will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then he shall be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Now, this was a challenge. The enemy will come and the enemy will issue a challenge. And when the enemy comes to you to issue you a challenge, you got to make a decision. Whoa. You cannot be overwhelmed by the appearance of the circumstances that might appear to be very, very overwhelming, because that's what the enemy will do. He will send bad news after bad news after bad news. You know, as we with Job, when he came after Job, he came with everything. You know, every time there was a bad report, one bad report after another, you might be saying, well, God, when is this going to happen? God, when am I going to get my breakthrough? Lord, when am I going to receive my financial blessing? God, when am I going to receive my miracle? God, when am I going to receive my healing? But you got to hold on and keep pressing and knowing that God has an appointed time for everything. And then as you continue to press your way into the kingdom of God, as you continue to seek the face of God, God will reveal himself. God will show up in your behalf. When God tells the enemy to stand down, the enemy has to stand down. But God has given us the power, the authority to tell the devil to be bound in the name of Yeshua, to bow to the name of Yeshua. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the word of God. We have the Holy Spirit of God living on the inside of us. So we got to get to the place, saints, where we are rising up and we're walking in boldness. We're walking in the authority that God has given us as believers in the body of Christ. And that we're not timid. We're not afraid. So when the devil comes and says, boo, we can look at him and laugh. I wish somebody would say amen out there. And when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem of Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons, and the man went among them for old men of days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of these 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab the firstborn, and next unto Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. And David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near, mourning. And look at this now. Come on now. You heard me say this a couple of broadcasts ago. You got to get this. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself for 40 days. If the enemy will jump on, he will jump on you in the morning. That's why it is so important that you establish a strong prayer life and you start your day out with God and you spend time in prayer. You put on the armor of God, because it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places. You got to start your day out with God, because I'm going to tell you, when you come out of the prayer closet, The enemy is going to come after you first thing in the morning, because if the enemy can get you off kilter in the morning, your whole day is going to be off track. You're going to be messed up. If the enemy can rob you of your sleep, you're going to be messed up because you're not going to be physically alert. So when he comes with his challenge, he's going to broadside you because you're tired. And the enemy likes to get to people when they're tired. He likes to take people when they're weak and they're run down. That's when Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days. The Bible says he was tired and he was hungry. You see, the enemy likes to get us to the place where we are so broken down that our immune systems begin to break down. And then the enemy comes in like a thief to steal, to kill, to destroy. And we got to be able to recognize and discern what the enemy is trying to do here. It says, and the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. Then don't be surprised if an attack comes in the late afternoon and late evening to rob you of your peace so you can't sleep. Oh, man. I wish somebody was getting this. It says, then the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself for 40 days. And Jesse said unto David, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captains of their thousands, and look thou thy brethren fair. He said, go check on your brothers. Go see what's going on. Go see how they're doing. Send them a little care package. Now Saul and they and all of the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. As he talked with them, behold, there came the champion of the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. Now, I want you to understand, we serve a God of divine appointments. David had already been anointed to be king, but they had no idea that God was setting him up. You see, I tell you, the Holy Spirit, like he will lead us into the engagement. A lot of times we think, no, this is just the devil. No, we can't always be putting it on the devil. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will cause circumstances to put us in a position so that the engagement can take place, and that the enemy can be exposed, and then the enemy can be defeated by his power. Come on now. And as he talked, but see, David had discernment. David had discernment, because it says, and as he talked with them, behold, there came the champion of the Philistines of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. David was able to discern and recognize the voice of the enemy as the enemy was speaking. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid, that spirit of fear, because he was coming out and he kept wearing them down and wearing them down. And they were afraid and they were fearful, and they forgot that God was their God, that they were serving the Almighty God. You got to remember the God that you're serving. When you made the confession and accepted Yeshua as Lord and Savior, you were grafted into the family of God. You're God's son, you're God's daughter, and you are a part of the mighty army of God. You say, preacher, what are you saying? Saints, we can't walk in fear. We can't be intimidated by the enemy. No matter how big the problem or the circumstance might be, you got to be able to discern and recognize when the enemy is speaking to you and trying to get you to a place to where you are walking in fear and you are afraid to move forward in the things of God. Many of you have missed your divine appointments because you're fearful of moving into things of God. Some of you out there, you're supposed to be getting ready to start a business and you haven't done it. God has instructed you to do some things and you've not done it because you're fearful that you might fail. But when you truly walk with God and you're not afraid, God will lead you and bring you into that place. God will bring the people into your life to help you get established, to help you to be where he wants you to be, because God has an appointed time for everything, just like he had an appointed time to send David here to deal with the enemy that was coming against his people and coming against his army. Okay, verse 25. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel he come up. And it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel, no taxes. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine? Did I hear that correctly? And take away the reproach from Israel, for who? Look at this. Now, this is where the zeal sometimes. Righteous indignation. When we see the things and the atrocities and things that are happening, we should get angry. We should get mad. We should be stirred up, saints. We should be stirred up when we have politicians and believers and people who have voted for these politicians who support abortion, which is nothing but murder, and it's also child sacrifice under Moloch. We should be rising up, and we should be getting angry when we're seeing the lies and the deceptions and all the things that are taking place. We should not be so passive, but we shall be able to rise and say, God, you cannot allow this to happen. God, what do I need to do? God, how do I need to pray to come against this? But here's the zeal that David had. Now I understand when God said, I found a man after my own heart. And he was talking about King David. And David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this? That he should defy the armies of the living God? Who does he think he is? Oh my gosh. And people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be to the man that kills him. David heard what the enemy was speaking and saying. Why is it that when the devil speaks to us, we cow down? We get afraid. We say, oh, no, the devil is coming after me. Oh, the devil is bringing this attack and the devil. No, you got to rise up and tell the devil, no, not today. I'm not doing this today. I'm not doing it this week. You got to go on the offense and you got to say, wait a minute. I'm a child of the living God. You need to talk back to the devil like we talk back to God. Oh, my gosh, my goodness. Okay. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down here, and with whom hast thou left these few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the naughtiness of thine hand, for thou art come down that thou might see. He said, you just coming down here being nosy. You just want to see what's going on. You coming out here being a little busybody, trying to get in our business. And David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another, and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed him before Saul, and he went and he sent for him. Now see, when you begin to speak life, and you begin to speak forth life, people will take notice. People will begin to hear what your conversation is. People begin to hear your testimony. That's why we had to proclaim the lordship of Yeshua. That's why we had to proclaim that there's power in the name of Yeshua. We overcome by our testimonies and by the blood of the Lamb. That's why as we're speaking, we cannot be speaking defeat. We cannot be speaking negativity, but we have to speak life. The Bible declares death and life is in the power of tongue, and they that love it thereof. We got to speak life to our circumstances, life to our situations. We got to begin to prophesy and say, God, I thank you. God, I thank you for the manifestation of my healing. God, I thank you for the manifestation of my deliverance. God, I thank you for the manifestation of my restoration. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for my new home. God, I thank you for my new job. God, I thank you for the financial increase. God, I thank you for bringing my children out of bondage. God, I thank you for healing and delivering my marriage. God, I thank you because you have delivered me and you've set me free. And by the blood of Yeshua, I have been redeemed and the power of sin has been broken over my life. And I have the power of the Spirit of the living God living and dwelling on the inside of me, and victory is mine. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua's Lord's return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts be open to hear and to receive the gospel of Yeshua. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord and his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.